THE leaders in their inspiring visionary and the authentic leadership. DRMWM conta. ISBN. Copyright 2024 BY Dr. Mduzil Alterm conta. Alrig Pserverv. KSBKS Protect BY International Copyright Wells and Minut BE Copiedra Reprint for Commercial Gain or Profit. No part of this publication my BR produced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or BY animes, or stored in a database or retrieval system, without prior written permission of the publishers. Published BY Omega Global University Media of Joaquim Rit, Dr. Mduzil Alterm conta. P.O. Box 2774. Baban. Mais 26876044737. mkhntwltir99@gmail.com. South Africa Rit. Prof. NCBE. P.O. Box 4258. Bombela City. South Africa. Mais 27824706288. E-mail, lmiggl@gmail.com. 65. Contents. Endorsement. Dedication. Acknowledgements. Foreword. Preface. Introduction. Chapter 1 Vision and Purpose Understanding the Importance of Having a Clear Vision. Chapter 2 Integrity and Ethics to Rule of Understand Moral Principles in Effective Leadership. Chapter 3 Communication Skills Techniques for Effective Communication and Active Listening. Chapter 4 Empowerment and Delegation AGOW to Empower Others and Delegate Tasks Effectively. Chapter 5 Resilience in Adversity Building Strength to Overcome Challenges and Setbacks. Chapter 6 Emotional Intelligence Understanding and Managing Emotions in Yourself and Others. Chapter 7 Building a Strong Team Strategies for Fostering Collaboration and Teamwork. Chapter 8 Continuous Learning The Importance of Growth and Adaptability in Leadership. Chapter 9 Leadership Styles Various Approaches Leaders Use to Guide and Motivate Their Teams. Chapter 10 THE Leader Within Encouraging Readers to Cultivate Their Unique Leadership Style. Chapter 11 Effective Discipline Guiding Behavior Attempt and Punishment. Endorsement. The leader is there is a compelling exploration of leadership that resonates deeply with a new aspiring to enhance their influence and effectiveness. This book is masterfully combines practical insights with inspiring narratives, guiding readers on a transformative journey towards becoming the leaders they truly want to be. The author's unique perspective on leadership challenges traditional notions, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, empathy, and vision. This chapter is rich with actionable strategies that empower individuals to unlock their full potential and positively impact their teams and organizations. A mastery for aspiring leaders, seasoned professionals, and a new seeking to navigate the complexities of leadership with confidence and purpose. Highly recommended. Endorsed BY Prof. NCBE. Omega Bibliotheological College. Omega Global University Leaf Chancellor. Founder President. Omega Global Sources and Africa Conference of Covenant Sources. Dedication. To out dreamers, believers, and change makers who have the courage to challenge the status quo and strive for a better world. To the leaders who inspire less with their vision, integrity, and compassion. To the ones who are at their lives living sins, without seeking recognition or reward. To the trailblazers who have the way for future generations to flourish. TSBKS dedicated to you. May it serve as a guide, a source of inspiration, and a reminder that we all have the power to create positive change in our communities, our organizations, and the world at large. Thank you for your dedication to making the world a better place. Acknowledgements. You all like to express my gratitude to all of you have supported and inspired me to robot the reading of TSBKS. THE leader is there. First and foremost, I want to thank my family for their unwavering love and encouragement. Your belief in me is my greatest source of strength. I am also incredibly grateful to my friends and mentors who have provided me with valuable insights and feedback on the ideas presented in this book. Your input has been invaluable in shaping the final work. I extend my heartfelt thanks to the team at the Omega Global University Media for their support. Their guidance in the publication process has been invaluable. Especial thanks to all the leaders, bastante presente, People have served as examples of what true leadership looks like. Your story and experience have inspired me to strive for excellence in MYWN leadership journey. Lastly, you want to turn career success to pick this book. It is MYWP that tools and principles shared with interspages will empower you to become the leader you desire. Thank you to everyone who has played a part in making this book a reality. With insert appreciation. Dr. Mududzil Alterme conta. Forward. In a world filled with challenges and uncertainties, the need for strong and ethical leadership has never been greater. In the Gaia Leader Idzir, Dr. Mududzil Alterme conta presents a compelling and insightful exploration of what it truly means to be a leader in today's complex and dynamic environment. Rogue blend of personal experiences, practical advice, and thought-provoking reflections, Dr. Mududzil Alterme conta offers a roadmap for aspiring leaders to cultivate skills, qualities, and means to need to inspire positive change and lead with integrity. Drawing only out of experience and knowledge, the author delves into the fundamental principles of effective leadership, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, compassion, vision, and resilience. With a deep understanding of the challenges facing leaders in the modern world, Dr. Mududzil Alterme conta provides valuable guidance on navigating obstacles, fostering collaboration, and driving meaningful impact. The Gaia Leader Idzir is not just a book, it is a manifest for a new generation of leaders committed to making a difference in the world. Whether you are a seasoned executive, a budding entrepreneur, or a passionate change maker, this book will challenge you to rethink your approach to leadership and empower you to become the leader you desire. I am honored to have had the opportunity to read and endorse this inspiring work. I have no doubt that it will resonate with readers from all walks of life and inspire them to embrace their full potential as leaders. Warm regards. MY Dominion Lusing. Your Kingdom Ambassador and World Peace Ambassador. Profeno CBA. Omega Bibliotheological College Omega Global University Leaf Chancellor. Founder President, Omega Global Sources and Africa Conference of Governantes Sources. Preface. Leadership is not just a título or a position, it is a way of being, a way of thinking, and a way of acting that inspires others to rise to their full potential. In the Gaia Leader Idzir, I invite you a journey of self-discovery and transformation as we explore the sense of authentic leadership and the quality as that define the leader we aspire to be. As a lifelong student of leadership and a passionate advocate for positive change, I have spent years reflecting on what it takes to be a truly effective leader in today's fast-paced and interconnected world. Through MYWN experiences, observations, and interactions with remarkable leaders, I have come to understand that leadership is not about power or authority, but about influence, inspiration, and service. In this book, I share insights, strategies, and practical tips to help you cultivate the means and skills necessary to lead with purpose, authenticity, and impact. From defining your vision and values to building strong relationships and encouraging a culture of trust and collaboration, the Gaia Leader Idzir offers a blueprint for creating a new paradigm of leadership that is rooted in empathy, integrity, and resilience. MYWP is that this book will empower you to embrace your unique leadership style, overcome challenges with grace and courage, and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those you lead. It is MYWP that is offers the potential to be a leader not just in our organizations or communities, but in every aspect of our lives. I am grateful for the opportunity to share this journey with you and to witness the transformation that the course will embrace the leader would desire to be. Introduction. Leadership is a calling, a responsibility, and an opportunity to make a positive impact on the world around us. In the Gaia Leader Idzir, we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation as we explore the sense of leadership and the quality as that define the leader we aspire to be. In a time of unprecedented change, complexity, and uncertainty, the need for strong, ethical, and visionary leaders has never been greater. As we navigate the challenges of today's fast-paced and interconnected world, it is essential for us to cultivate the skills, mindset, and character traits that will enable us to lead with courage, compassion, and integrity. Through a combination of personal histories, practical insights, and thought-provoking exercises, this book serves as a guide for aspiring leaders who are committed to becoming the best versions of themselves. We will delve into the core principles of effective leadership from defining or proposing values to developing or emotional intelligence and communication skills. THE Leader is very not just a book about leadership theory, it is a roadmap for personal and professional growth, a source of inspiration and motivation, and a call to attune to rise to the challenge of leadership in the 21st century. Whether you are a seasoned executive, a young entrepreneur, or a dedicated team members, this book will empower you to embrace your unique leadership style and lead with authenticity and impact. I invite you to embark on this journey with an open mind and a courageous heart. Tosh Vitesh, who has explored the possibilities of leadership and strive to become the leader who deserves to be. Chatroom Vision AMD propose understanding the importance of having a clear vision. In the realm of leadership, having a clear vision is often thought as a critical ingredient for success. A vision acts as a compass, guiding leaders and their teams towards a common goal and inspiring them to take decisive action. But what exactly is a vision, and why is it so crucial for effective leadership? A vision is a compelling picture of the future that a leader aspires to create. It is a vivid depiction of what success looks like and serves as a roadmap for making decisions and setting priorities. A clear vision provides direction, clarity, and purpose, aligning individuals and teams towards a shared destination. Without a clear vision, leaders risk drifting aimlessly, lacking focus, and failing to mobilize others towards a common goal. On this journey of exploration, we will delve deep into the importance of having a clear vision in leadership. We will uncover the benefits of a well-defined vision, examine the characteristics of an inspiring vision, and explore strategies for crafting and communicating a vision that motivates and engages others. Join me as we unravel the power of vision in creating positive change and driving organizational success. The benefits of having a clear vision are multifaceted and far-reaching. A well-defined vision acts as a North Star, providing guidance and direction to individuals and teams in teams of uncertain intentions. It serves as a source of inspiration, fueling enthusiasm, motivation, and commitment among stakeholders. A clear vision helps in alignment and unity, bringing people together around a common purpose and igniting a sense of shared ownership and accountability. Moreover, a clear vision enables leaders to make informed decisions and allocate resources effectively. By assuring decisions in the overarching vision, leaders can prioritize initiatives, filter out distractions, and focus on activities that contribute to the long-term goals of the organization. This strategic alignment ensures that efforts are cohesive, coordinated, and purposeful, driving sustainable growth and progress. In essence, a clear vision acts as a unifying force that propels individuals and organizations towards success. It provides a sense of direction, purpose, and meaning, instilling a sense of optimism, confidence, and determination in the face of challenges. As we continue our exploration, we will delve deeper into the characteristics of an inspiring vision and the impact it can have on driving innovation, engagement, and growth. What are the key characteristics of an inspiring vision that captivates hearts and minds? An inspiring vision is ambitious, yet achievable, stretching individuals beyond their comfort zones and challenging them to reach new heights. It is specific and concrete, painting a vivid picture of the desired future state and outlining clear objectives and milestones along the way. An inspiring vision is inclusive and participatory, inviting input and feedback from stakeholders and fostering a sense of ownership and buy-in. An inspiring vision is also aspirational and values-driven, reflecting the core beliefs, principles, and aspirations of the leader and the organization. It embodies a sense of purpose and meaning, resonating with the values and aspirations of individuals and inspiring them to contribute their best efforts towards the shared goal. An inspiring vision is dynamic and adaptive, capable of evolving in response to changing circumstances and emerging opportunities. Ultimately, an inspiring vision is one that energizes, motivates, and engages individuals at all levels of the organization. It ignites passion, creativity, and commitment, driving innovation, collaboration, and excellence. By crafting an inspiring vision that speaks to the hearts and minds of stakeholders, leaders can mobilize their teams towards achieving extraordinary results and creating lasting impact. Crafting and communicating a clear vision that resonates with stakeholders is a delicate yet essential art in leadership. Effective communication plays a pivotal role in articulating the vision, fostering understanding, and inspiring action. Leaders must leverage various channels and platforms to communicate the vision in a compelling and engaging manner, ensuring that it is understood, embraced, and internalized by all members of the organization. When communicating the vision, leaders should be authentic, transparent, and consistent in their messaging. They should use storytelling, visuals, and anecdotes to bring the vision to life and make it relatable and impactful. Leaders should also engage stakeholders in build, soliciting feedback, questions, and ideas to enrich the vision and cultivate a sense of shared ownership and commitment. In addition to communicating the vision effectively, leaders must ensure that the vision is embedded into the organization's culture, values, and practices. This requires aligning systems, processes, and incentives with the vision, reinforcing desired behaviors, and celebrating wins and successes that exemplify progress towards the vision. By integrating the vision into the fabric of the organization, leaders can create a culture of purpose, alignment, and accountability that drives sustained performance and growth. The importance of having a clear vision in leadership can be overstated. A clear vision provides direction, purpose, and motivation, guiding individuals and organizations towards success. It fosters alignment, unity, and engagement, bringing stakeholders together on the common goal. An inspiring vision ignites passion, creativity, and commitment, driving innovation, collaboration, and challenge. Crafting and communicating a clear vision that resonates with stakeholders, leaders can inspire extraordinary results and create lasting impact. As we continue on our journey of exploration, U2S reflects on the power of vision to transform individuals, organizations, and communities. U2S commits to cultivating a clear vision that inspires and mobilizes others towards a brighter future. Together, U2S embraces the vision with vision and lead with purpose, passion, and impact. U2S envisiona a world where leadership is not just a title but a way of being, a force for good, and a vehicle of hope for generations to come. This comprehensive exploration on the importance of having a clear vision in leadership captures the sense of visionary leadership and ignites the transformative impact of a well-defined vision. It underscores the role of vision as a catalyst for change, innovation, and progress, urging leaders to aspire to greatness and inspire others to join them on the journey towards a shared vision of success. Chapter 2 Integrity and Ethics, the Rule of Honesty and Moral Principles in Effective Leadership. In the realm of leadership, honesty and moral principles are often held as foundational pillars that underpin trust, credibility, and ethical decision-making. Integrity, authenticity, and transparency form the bedrock of effective leadership, giving leaders in their interactions with others and shaping their approach to decision-making and problem-solving. But what is actually the rule of honesty and moral principles in leadership, and why are essential for driving positive outcomes and fostering a culture of trust and respect? Honesty, as a fundamental value, involves being truthful, sincere, and fortitude in one's words and actions. It encompasses integrity, consistency, and reliability, which are vital traits that leaders must embody to earn trust and confidence of their followers. Similarly, moral principles refer to ethical standards and values that govern the conduct and guide decision-making in alignment with what is right, just, and fair. Adhering to moral principles, leaders demonstrate a commitment to ethical behavior, accountability, and responsibility, setting a positive example for others to follow. As we continue exploration of the rule of honesty and moral principles in leadership, we will delve into the importance of these values in shaping a leader's character, influencing organizational culture, and driving successful outcomes. Join me on this journey as we uncover the transformative power of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership. The rule of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership extends beyond individual behavior and extends to the broader organizational context. When leaders operate with honesty and integrity, they cultivate an environment of trust, openness, and transparency within the organization. Employees feel valued, respected, and empowered when leaders demonstrate ethical behavior and uphold moral principles in their interactions. This fosters a culture of trust and respect, where individuals feel safe to speak, share ideas, and collaborate towards common goals. Moreover, honesty and moral principles serve as a guiding compass for decision-making and problem-solving in leadership. Leaders who adhere to ethical standards and values make decisions based on what is right, just, and fair, rather than succumbing to self-interest, personal gain, or expediency. Statistical decision making not only engenders trust and credibility but also ensures that actions are aligned with the organization's values, vision, and mission. By making ethical choices, leaders inspire confidence, loyalty, and commitment among employees and stakeholders, leading to sustainable success and long-term growth. The importance of honesty and moral principles in leadership is further underscored by their role in building and maintaining relationships with others. Trust is a cornerstone of effective leadership, and it is built on a foundation of honesty, transparency, and ethical behaviors. When leaders demonstrate integrity, authenticity, and accountability in their interactions with others, they establish trust, respect, and rapport, which are essential for nurturing collaboration, engagement, and teamwork. Honesty and moral principles also play a crucial role in guiding leaders through challenging situations and ethical dilemmas. In times of crisis or uncertainty, leaders uphold ethical standards and values can navigate complex decisions with clarity, confidence, and integrity. Staying true to their moral compass and acting with honesty and transparency, leaders can instill confidence, resilience, and trust among their teams, ensuring that they remain united, focused, and committed to overcoming obstacles and achieving shared goals. As we reflect on the role of honesty and moral principles in leadership, it becomes evident that the values are not just desirable traits but essential attributes that define the effective leaders and shape organizational culture. Embodying honesty, integrity, and ethical behaviors, leaders can inspire trust, foster collaboration, and drive positive change within their organizations and beyond. Leadership is not just about achieving results or attaining success, it is about making a positive impact on others and contributing to the greater good. The role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership lies in their ability to inspire, motivate, and empower individuals to strive for excellence, act with integrity, and uphold ethical standards in all aspects of their lives. Embodying these values, leaders set a standard of excellence and create a culture of trust, respect, and accountability that permits the robot to organization. Effective leadership is not solely measured by outcomes or achievements but by quality that leaders live with and the impact they have on others. Leaders who lead with honesty and moral principles leave a lasting impression on their teams, inspiring them to emulate these values and integrate them into their daily interactions and decision-making. This legacy of integrity, authenticity, and ethical behavior serves as a vehicle of light, guiding individuals towards greatness and fostering a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. In conclusion, the role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership cannot be overstated. These values form the bedrock of strong, ethical, and inspiring leadership, guiding leaders in their interactions with others, decision-making, and value creation. Embodying these values, leaders can inspire trust, foster collaboration, and drive positive change within their organizations and communities. OTS committed to upholding honesty and moral principles in our leadership journey and strive to create a brighter future for all. In the ever-evolving landscape of leadership, the role of honesty and moral principles remains as vital as ever, serving as guiding stars that illuminate the path to greatness and inspire others to follow suit. As we navigate the complexities and challenges of the modern world, OTS remember the transformative power of honesty, integrity, and ethical behavior in leadership. OTS lead with courage, compassion, and conviction, guided by the moral compass that points towards truth, justice, and fairness. As we embark on this journey of self-discovery and growth, OTS embraces the values of honesty and moral principles, recognizing their profound impact on our leadership effectiveness and the well-being of total lead. OTS commits to upholding these values in altitude, making ethical decisions, and modeling integrity and authenticity for others to follow. OTS strives to be a leader that inspires, motivates, and empower individuals to reach their full potential and make a positive difference in the world. Maior leadership journey be guided by principles of honesty and integrity, and maior lead with purpose, passion, and humility, knowing that our actions today will shape the leaders of tomorrow. This exploration of the role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership sheds light on the transformative power of integrity, authenticity, and ethical behavior in guiding leaders towards sustainable success and creating a culture of trust and respect. It underscores the significance of these values in shaping leaders' character, influencing organizational culture, and breathing positive outcomes for individuals and communities. Chapter 3 Communication Skills Techniques for Effective Communication and Active Listening. Communication and Active Listening are essential components of effective leadership. In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, the ability to communicate clearly, openly, and empathetically is critical for building relationships, fostering trust, and driving organizational success. Active listening, in particular, plays a key role in enhancing communication by demonstrating respect, empathy, and understanding towards others. By actively listening to the concerns, ideas, and feedback of others, leaders can create a culture of inclusion, collaboration, and engagement that empowers individuals to contribute their best efforts. The art of communication in leadership. Communication is a two-way street that involves not just speaking, but also listening, observing, and responding effectively to others. Effective communication in leadership requires clarity, authenticity, and empathy, as well as the ability to adapt to different audiences and situations. By mastering the art of communication, leaders can convey their vision, values, and expectations with impact and conviction, inspiring others to align with their goals and values. Effective communication also involves active listening, which is the ability to fully engage with and understand the perspectives, emotions, and needs of others. By actively listening to others, leaders can build rapport, trust, and connection, which are essential for encouraging collaboration, innovation, and teamwork. Key principles of effective communication. In leadership, effective communication is guided by several key principles that underpin successful interactions and relationships. These principles include clarity, transparency, authenticity, empathy, and consistency. By communicating with clarity, leaders can ensure that their message is understood and received as intended. Transparency fosters trust and opens, will authenticity builds credibility and connection with others. Empathy allows leaders to understand and resonate with the feelings and perspectives of others, fostering rapport and compassion. Consistency ensures that messages are aligned, coherent, and inclusive, reinforcing trust and confidence in the leaders' communications. Benefits of active listening in leadership. Active listening is a powerful tool that enables leaders to connect with others, foster trust, and cultivate a culture of respect and collaboration. By actively listening to the concerns, ideas, and feedback of others, leaders demonstrate empathy, understanding, and appreciation for diverse perspectives. Active listening also promotes engagement, empowerment, and inclusivity, as individuals feel valued and respected when their voices are heard and acknowledged. Moreover, active listening enhances problem solving, decision making, and conflict resolution by facilitating clear communication, effective understanding, and constructive dialogue among team members. Strategias for enhancing communication and active listening in leadership. Leaders can enhance their communication and active listening skills by adopting several strategies and best practices. These include practicing mindfulness, being present and attentive in conversations, asking open-ended questions, paraphrasing and summarizing key points, providing feedback, and showing empathy and understanding. Leaders can also cultivate a culture of open communication through regular feedback sessions, team meetings, TOWNLs, and ONE-ONE conversations. By creating a safe and supportive environment for open dialogue and active listening, leaders can foster trust, collaboration, and teamwork, driving organizational success and employee engagement. Skills as a strive to back to leaders that inspire, engage, and lead with empathy, authenticity, and impact. Mastering these techniques can enhance relationships, foster collaboration, and improve overall understanding. Active listening. Active listening goes beyond merely hearing words, it involves fully engaging with the speakers. Key techniques include pay attention, focus entirely on the speakers, avoiding distractions like tones or other conversations. Show engagement, use body language, such as nodding and maintaining eye contact, to demonstrate that you are listening. Provide feedback, summarize or paraphrase what the speaker has said to confirm understanding. Ask questions, encourage clarification by asking open-ended questions that invite deeper discussion. 2 Não-verbal communication. Não verbal cuscan significantly impact a gal a w messages are received. Consider the following. Body language. Maintain eye and open posture and appropriate facial expressions to convey interest and empathy. The contact. Balance the contact to show attentiveness with both making the other person comfortable. Tone of voice. Be mindful of your tone. As it can convey emotions and intentions beyond your words. 3. Clarity and conciseness. Being clear and concise helps prevent misunderstandings. Techniques include gesture to point, avoid unnecessary details, focus on the main message to keep your audience engaged. Use simple language, avoid jargon or complex terms that may confuse the listeners. Organize your talks. Plan your communication in advance to ensure a logical flow of ideas. 4. Empathy and understanding. Empathy means communication by fostering a connection between individuals. Acknowledge feeling. Recognize and validate the emotions of others to create a supportive environment. Avoid judgments. List with thought forming judgments or assumptions about the speaker's perspective. 5. Feedback mechanisms. Effective communication involves a two-way process. Invite feedback, encourage others to share their thoughts on your communication style and content, fostering an open dialogue. Be receptive to criticism, accept constructive feedback gracefully to improve your communication skills over time. 6. Cultural sensitivity. Understanding cultural differences can enhance communication effectiveness. Adapt your approach, be aware of cultural norms regarding eye contact, gestures, and personal space. This may vary significantly across cultures. Respect the diversity, acknowledge different perspectives and practices that influence how people communicate. 7. Practice assertiveness. Being assertive helps convey messages confidently while respecting others. Use statements, express your thoughts and feelings using statements to take ownership of your perspective without blaming others. 7. Boundaries. Clearly communicate your needs and limits while remaining respectful of others via parents. Chapter 4. Empowerment and delegation how to empower others and delegate tasks effectively. Empowering others and delegating tasks effectively are essential skills for leadership in to foster a culture of trust, collaboration, and accountability within their teams. Empowerment involves granting individuals autonomy, authority, and responsibility to make decisions, take ownership of their work, and contribute to the organization's success. Delegation, on the other hand, entails interesting tasks, responsibilities, and authority to others based on their skills, capabilities, and strengths. By empowering others and delegating tasks effectively, leaders can leverage the diverse talents, perspectives, and expertise of their team members, driving innovation, engagement, and productivity. Benefits of empowering others. Empowering others yields a myriad of benefits for both individuals and organizations. When individuals are empowered, they feel valued, respected, and trusted to contribute their unique skills and perspectives to the team. This fosters a sense of ownership, motivation, and engagement, leading to eager job satisfaction, performance, and retention. Empowerment also promotes learning, growth, and development by providing individuals with opportunities to learn new skills, take on challenging tasks, and expand their capabilities. Empowering others, leaders create a culture of autonomy, collaboration, and innovation that drives organizational success and fosters a sense of shared purpose and achievement. Strategies for empowering others. Leaders can empower others adopting several strategies and best practices. These include providing clear expectations, feedback, and resources to enable individuals to succeed in their roles. Leaders can also encourage open communication, creativity, and risk-taking fostering a culture of trust, experimentation, and continuous improvement. Additionally, leaders can create opportunities for growth and development through coaching, mentoring, and training programs that support individual learning and career advancement. Empowering others, leaders inspire confidence, motivation, and initiative, fostering a culture of ownership, initiative, and collaboration that contributes to overall organizational success. Benefits of delegating tasks effectively. Effective delegation is a key leadership skill that enhances productivity, efficiency, and team performance. Will you divulge tasks effectively, key distribute workloads, responsibilities, and authority based on individual strengths, skills, and interests, maximizing team effectiveness and performance. Delegating tasks allows leaders to focus on priority activities, strategic initiatives, and long-term goals, freeing up time and energy to drive organizational success. Furthermore, effective delegation empowers team members to develop new skills, build confidence, and take ownership of their work, fostering a culture of accountability, collaboration, and growth within the organization. Strategies for delegating tasks effectively. Delegating tasks effectively requires leaders to adopt several strategies and best practices. These include clearly defining tasks, expectations, and deadlines to ensure that team members understand their roles and responsibilities. Leaders should also consider the skills, capabilities, and development needs of team members when assigning tasks to ensure that they are matched to the right individual. Communication is key in effective delegation, with leaders providing guidance, support, and feedback to robust process to help team members succeed. Furthermore, leaders should trust their team members to take ownership of their work, make decisions, and seek assistance when needed, fostering a culture of autonomy, accountability, and collaboration. In conclusion, empowering bots and delegating tasks effectively are essential skills for leaders seeking to build performing teams, foster innovation, and drive organizational success. By empowering individuals and delegating tasks with clarity, trust, and accountability, leaders can create a culture of ownership, collaboration, and growth that empowers individuals to reach their full potential and contribute to shared goals. O2S commit to embracing the principles of empowerment and effective delegation as we strive to lead with authenticity, empathy, and impact. This comprehensive examination of HOW to empower others and delegate tasks effectively in leadership explores key benefits, strategies, and best practices that underpin the essential skills. It underscores the importance of empowering individuals to contribute their unique perspectives, skills, and talents to the team and delegating tasks with clarity, trust, and accountability to drive organizational success and foster a culture of innovation and collaboration. Chapter 5 Resilience in Adversity Building Strength to Overcome Challenges and Setbacks. Resilience, the ability to balance back from challenges, setbacks, and adversity, is a critical skill for leaders navigating today's complex and uncertain world. In the face of adversity, resilience enables individuals to persevere, adapt, and thrive, rather than succumb to stress, fear, or defeat. Cultivating resilience, leaders can build strength, courage, and determination to overcome obstacles, learn from setbacks, and emerge stronger and wiser in the face of adversity. Understanding the components of resilience. Resilience is comprised of several key components that contribute to an individual's ability to navigate challenges and setbacks effectively. These components include adaptability, otimism, perseverance, self-awareness, and social support. Adaptability envolves the ability to adjust to changing circumstances, overcome obstacles, and find new solutions to complex problems. Optimism entails maintaining a positive outlook, focusing on opportunities for growth and learning, and staying hopeful in face of adversity. Perseverance envolves staying committed to goals, persisting in face of challenges, and balancing back from setbacks with resilience and determination. Building resilience through self-care and well-being. One way to build resilience in face of adversity is through self-care and well-being practices that promote physical, emotional, and mental health. Engaging in activities such as exercise, mindfulness, meditation, and stress relief techniques can help leaders manage their emotions, reduce stress, and increase resilience in face of challenges. Taking time to rest, recharge, and reflect on these experiences can also enhance resilience fostering self-awareness, emotional regulation, and cognitive flexibility. Developing resilience through learning and growth. Another way to build resilience in adversity is through continuous learning and growth experiences that challenge individuals to expand their horizons, develop new skills, and overcome limitations. Seeking out opportunities for personal and professional development, taking on new challenges, and learning from setbacks and failures can enhance resilience fostering adaptability, openness to feedback, and a growth mindset. Embracing a mindset of continuous learning and growth, Leaders can build resilience to face adversity with courage, strength, and resilience. Fostering resilience rogue social supportando connection. Finally, fostering resilience in adversity involves seeking support from others, building strong relationships, and cultivating a sense of connection and belonging. Social support from friends, family, colleagues, and mentors can provide emotional support, encouragement, and perspective when facing challenges and setbacks. By fostering strong social connections, building relationships based on trust and mutual respect can enhance resilience. By providing individuals with a support network to twin teams of need. Moreover, by giving and receiving support from others, leaders can cultivate resilience, empathy, and compassion that foster a sense of community and belonging in teams of adversity. In conclusion, resilience in adversity is a crucial skill for leaders seeking to navigate challenges, setbacks, and uncertainty with strength, courage, and perseverance. Understanding the components of resilience, building self-care practices, fostering continuous learning and growth, and connecting with others for support and connection, leaders can cultivate the resilience needed to overcome obstacles, learn from setbacks, and emerge stronger and wiser in the face of adversity. Let's commit to building resilience in ourselves and others as we strive to lead with authenticity, empathy, and impact, even in the face of adversity. Chapter 6 Emotional Intelligence Understanding and Managing Emotions in Yourself and Others. Emotions play a vital role in our lives, influencing our thoughts, behaviors, and interactions. Understanding and managing emotions both our own and those of others can enhance personal well-being and improve relationships. Exploration delves into emotional intelligence, techniques for self-regulation, strategies for managing others' emotions, and the importance of empathy in communication. Emotional intelligence is defined as the ability to perceive, use, understand, and manage emotions effectively in ourselves and others. As according to Meyer and Sullivan's model, encompasses. Emotional intelligence is a crucial aspect of human behavior that pertains to understanding and managing one's own emotions, as well as recognizing and influencing the emotions of others. It is the ability to comprehend and regulate emotions effectively, leading to better interpersonal relationships, communication, and overall mental well-being. In this paper, we will explore the concept of emotional intelligence in greater depth, discussing its importance, components, benefits, and ways to improve it. Emotional intelligence consists of 4 main components, self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. Self-awareness involves recognizing and understanding one's own emotions, strengths, weaknesses, values, and goals. It is the foundation of emotional intelligence, as it serves as a basis for all other components. Self-management, on the other hand, focuses on regulating one's emotions, behaviors, and impulses in a constructive manner. This involves controlling one's reactions to situations, managing stress effectively, and maintaining a positive outlook. Social awareness refers to the ability to understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of others. It involves empathizing with others, perceiving social cues, and demonstrating sensitivity towards people's feelings. Lastly, relationship management encompasses the ability to establish and maintain healthy and rewarding relationships with others. This involves effective communication, conflict resolution, teamwork, and influencing others positively. Todos estes componentes formam a base of emotional intelligence and play a crucial role in shaping our interactions with others. Emotional intelligence has been linked to various benefits in both personal and professional settings. Individuals with emotional intelligence tend to have better mental health, higher levels of well-being, and increased resilience in face of challenges. They are also more effective communicators, better at conflict resolution, and have stronger relationships with others. In the workplace, emotional intelligence has been associated with higher job performance, leadership effectiveness, and overall success. It is a key factor in building strong teams, fostering collaboration, and creating a positive work environment. Improving emotional intelligence involves developing and practicing the skills associated with each component. This can be done through various strategies, such as mindfulness practices, self-reflection, social skills training, and seeking feedback from others. Mindfulness practices, such as meditation and deep breathing exercises, can help increase self-awareness and self-regulation. Self-reflection involves examining one's thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in different situations to enhance self-awareness and self-management. Social skills training can help improve social awareness and relationship management by learning how to communicate effectively, listen actively, and empathize with others. Seeking feedback from others can provide valuable insights into one's strengths and areas for improvement, helping to enhance overall emotional intelligence. In conclusion, emotional intelligence is a critical skill that influences your relationships, communication, and overall well-being. By developing and improving your emotional intelligence, you can enhance your personal and professional lives, leading to greater success, happiness, and fulfillment. Through self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, you can cultivate a deeper understanding of emotions, both in ourselves and in others, and build stronger, more meaningful connections with those around us. Chapter 7 Building a Strong Team Strategies for Fostering Collaboration and Teamwork. Fostering collaboration and teamwork is essential for enhancing productivity and innovation in any organization. There are several effective strategies to promote a collaborative environment. Set collaborative goals. Establish objectives that require team effort. This encourages members to work together, reducing competition and fostering a sense of unity. Use project management tools to align tasks with goals, ensuring everyone contributes to the collective success. 2. Encourage open communication. Create an environment where team members feel comfortable sharing ideas and feedback. Regular meetings and the use of collaboration tools like Slack or Microsoft Teams can facilitate transparent communication, breaking the OWN seals and enhancing teamwork. 3. Define clear roles and responsibilities. Clarify as team members' roles to prevent confusion and overload. When everyone knows their responsibilities, it fosters accountability and allows for smoother collaboration. 4. Promote knowledge sharing. Encourage team members to share their expertise through workshops or mentoring programs. This leverages diverse skills within the team, leading to more innovative solutions and faster problem solving. 5. Foster a culture of trust. Build trust among team members by encouraging inclusivity and supporting open discussions. When employees feel valued and respected, they are more likely to collaborate effectively. 6. Lead by example. Leadership plays a crucial role in fostering collaboration. Demonstrate collaborative behaviors yourself, such as being open to feedback and actively engaging with team members. 7. Encourage team problem solving. Create opportunities for collaborative problem-solving through brainstorming sessions or workshops. This not only enhances creativity but also strengthens team bonds as members work together to tackle challenges. 8. Implement cross-training programs. Allow team members to learn about these other roles through cross-training initiatives. This increases empathy and understanding, enabling better support among colleagues when needed. 9. Celebrate team achievements. Recognizando celebrate collaborative efforts and successes, no matter how small. This reinforces the value of teamwork and motiva individuals to engage more actively in collaborative projects. 10. Utilize technology effectively. Leverage collaborative tools that strengthen lean communication and project management, making it easier for teams to work together regardless of location. Implementing these strategies, organizations can create a culture of collaboration that enhances teamwork, drives innovation, and ultimately leads to greater success. Chapter 8 Continuous Learning The Importance of Growth and Adaptability in Leadership. The importance of growth and adaptability in leadership. Continuous growth in leadership is essential in today's fast-paced and ever-changing business environment. As a leader, it is important to constantly develop and improve your skills, knowledge, and abilities in order to effectively lead your team and achieve organizational goals. In this book, we will explore the importance of continuous growth in leadership and discuss the various ways in which leaders can continue to develop and grow in their roles. One of the key reasons why continuous growth in leadership is important is that it helps leaders stay ahead of the competition. In today's highly competitive business world, it is essential for leaders to constantly improve their skills and knowledge in order to keep up with changes in the industry and outperform their competitors. BY continuous legaling and developing as a leader, e o can stay aí of correspondence that your team and organization remains successful. Additionally, continuous growth in leadership helps to improve employee engagement and satisfaction. Employees see their leaders actively seeking to improve and develop, they are more likely to be motivated and inspired to do the same. This can result in increased productivity, better team work, and a more positive work environment. BY continuous legaling as a leader, you can create a culture of continuous improvement within your team and organization. Continuous growth in leadership also helps leaders to adapt to change and overcome challenges. In today's fast-paced and constantly evolving business environment, it is essential for leaders to be able to adapt to change and navigate through challenges effectively. BY continuous legaling and developing as a leader, you can improve your problem-solving skills, decision-making abilities, and resilience, enabling you to successfully lead your team through any obstacles that may arise. Furthermore, continuous growth in leadership can help you to build trust and credibility with your team and stakeholders. When you demonstrate a commitment to growth and development as a leader, you show a test that you are dedicated to improving your skills and abilities in order to better serve your team and organization. This can help to build trust and credibility with your team, making it easier to motivate and inspire them to achieve their goals. Additionally, stakeholders will have greater confidence in your leadership ability when they see that you are actively seeking to improve and grow. There are many ways in which leaders can continue to grow and develop in their roles. One effective way is to seek out opportunities for ongoing learning and professional development. This can include attending leadership training programs, workshops, conferences, and seminars, as well as reading books, articles, and research on leadership topics. Additionally, leaders can seek out feedback from their team members, mentors, and peers in order to identify areas for improvement and growth. Another way for leaders to continue growing is to set clear goals and objectives for their own development. BY setting specific goals and creating a plan for achieving them, leaders can track their progress and stay focused on their growth and development. Regularly reviewing and reflecting on your progress towards your goals can help you to stay motivated and committed to continuous growth in leadership. In conclusion, continuous growth in leadership is essential for leaders to stay ahead of the competition, improve employee engagement and satisfaction, adapt to change and overcome challenges, build trust and credibility with their team and stakeholders, and achieve organizational goals. BY actively seeking out opportunities for learning and development, setting clear goals for growth, and staying committed to continuous improvement, leaders can continue to grow and develop in their roles and effectively lead their teams and organizations to success. Sense of leadership. At its core, leadership is about influencing and guiding others towards a common goal. Effective leaders inspire and motivate their teams, fostering an environment where individuals feel valued and empowered. However, traditional leadership skills may not suffice in addressing challenges posed by modern complexities. Leaders must grow in their roles, enhancing their skills and perspectives to adapt to changing circumstances. 2. The importance of growth in leadership. Personal and professional development. Continuous growth in leadership envolves both personal and professional development. Leaders should actively seek opportunities to enhance their skills, adquire new knowledge, and broaden their experiences. This commitment to growth enables leaders to stay relevant and effective in their roles. For example, attending workshops, pursuing higher education, or engaging in mentorship programs can provide leaders with innovative ideas and approaches that can be applied to their organizations. Emotional intelligence. Growth in leadership also encompasses development of emotional intelligence. E gainables leaders to understand and manage their own emotions, as well as empathy with others. Leaders with strong emotional intelligence can build trusting relationships, resolve conflicts effectively, and create a positive workplace culture. BY prioritizing their own growth in emotional intelligence. Leaders can enhance their ability to connect with team members and navigate complex interpersonal dynamics. 3. Adaptability, a critical leadership skill. Responding to change. Adaptability is an essential trait for leaders in navigating change. The ability to pivot and adjust strategies in response to new information or circumstances is critical for organizational success. For instance, the COVID-19 pandemic forced many leaders to rethink their business models, explore remote work solutions, and prioritize employee well-being. Leaders who adapted effectively were better equipped to thrive amid uncertainty and maintain their team's morale and productivity. Encouraging a culture of adaptability. Leaders must also encourage adaptability within their teams. By fostering a culture that embraces change and innovation, leaders can empower employees to experiment, take calculated risks, and learn from failures. This adaptability within the workforce not only enhances overall performance but also positions the organization to capitalize on new opportunities as there is. 4. The intersection of growth and adaptability. While growth and adaptability are distinct concepts, they are closely intertwined. Growth fosters adaptability, as individuals who actively pursue knowledge and new experiences are better equipped to adjust to changing situations. Likewise, adaptability contributes to growth by providing opportunities for learning to hold practical experience and exposure to diverse perspectives. Real world applications. Organizations that prioritize both growth and adaptability often enjoy a competitive advantage. Companies like Google and Amazon are examples of how a commitment to continuous improvement and flexibility can drive innovation and success. The organizations encourage employees to pursue growth to hold professional development and create a culture of adaptability that allows them to respond swiftly to market changes and customer needs. 5. The challenges of growth and adaptability. Despite the clear benefits, leaders face challenges in fostering growth and adaptability. Fear of failure, resistance to change, and complacency can hinder both personnel and organizational progress. Leaders must actively work to overcome these obstacles, fostering a mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth. Creating an open and supportive environment where feedback is welcomed can help facilitate this process. Developing resilience. Resilience is an essential quality for leaders striving for growth and adaptability. Building resilience involves cultivating a positive outlook, maintaining perseverance in the face of setbacks, and learning from experiences. Leaders who demonstrate resilience inspire their teams to embrace challenges and view obstacles as stepping stones to success. Conclusion. The importance of growth and adaptability in leadership cannot be overstated. As leaders navigate the complexities of an ever-evolving world, their ability to grow personal and professional and to adapt to changing circumstances will determine their effectiveness and success of their organizations. Prioritizing continuous development and fostering a culture of adaptability, leaders can inspire their teams and drive business growth. Ultimately, growth and adaptability are not just beneficial to are essential in today's fast-paced environment. The leaders who recognize and embrace this reality will be attuned to lead their organizations to lasting success. Chapter 9 Leadership Styles Various Approaches Leaders Use to Guide and Motivate Their Teams. Leaders can employ a variety of approaches to guide and motivate their teams effectively. There are some common methods. Um, transformational leadership. This approach focuses on inspiring and motivating team members by creating a vision for the future. Transformational leaders encourage innovation and creativity, fostering an environment where team members feel valued and empowered to contribute to the organization's goals. 2. Servant Leadership. Servant leaders prioritize the needs of their team members. They focus on empowering and uplifting their team, ensuring that everyone has the resources and opportunities to succeed. This approach builds trust and loyalty within the team. 3. Autocratic Leadership. In this approach, leaders make decisions unilaterally and expect team members to follow directions. While this can lead to quick decision-making, it may not foster a collaborative environment and can limit team motivation. 4. Democratic Leadership. Democratic leaders involve team members in the decision-making process, valuing their input and encouraging participation. This approach can increase commitment and motivation, as team members feel their opinions matter. 5. Transacional Leadership. This focuses on structure de tasks and reward-based systems. Leaders use clear expectations and provide feedback, rewarding team members for meeting goals. Will effective for short-term objectives, it may not cultivate the upper motivation or engagement. 6. Situational Leadership. This flexible approach involves adapting leadership styles based on teams' needs and specific situations. Leaders assess the competence and commitment of team members and adjust their guidance accordingly. Coach Coaching and Mentoring, Leaders who ACT as Coaches Provide Individual Development and Growth Opportunities. They offer guidance, feedback, and support, which can lead to increased motivation and skill development among team members. 8. Goals Team, Leaders Motivate Teams by Team Clear, Achievable Goals. Using SMART criteria, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, can help. Ensure that team members understand their tasks and feel motivated to reach them. 9. Recognition and reward, acknowledging team members as accomplishments to hold prize, awards, or bonuses can greatly enhance motivation. Recognition reinforces positive behaviors and encourages continued performance. 10. Open communication. Leaders will promote open lines of communication, create an environment where team members feel safe to express their ideas, concerns, and suggestions. This transparency fosters trust and can lead to increased motivation and collaboration. 11. Team building activities. Engaging in team building exercises can strengthen relationships and improve cooperation among team members. This enhances team cohesion, making individual feel more invested in their work and as others. By employing a combination of these approaches, leaders can effectively guide and motivate their teams, adapting their strategies to meet the unique dynamics and needs of their role. Chapter 10. THE Leader Within Encouraging Readers to Cultivate Their Unique Leadership Style. Cultivating a unique leadership style is an important and fulfilling journey for any aspiring leaders. There are some encouragement and tips to help readers embrace and develop their personal leadership style. 1. Embrace authenticity. Be yourself, your unique qualities and experiences shut your perspective and decision-making. Embrace all you are, and let your individuality shine through in your leadership. Share your story, personal narratives create connections. Help others relate to your leadership journey by sharing your experiences, challenges, and prompts. 2. Lead from others. Estude vários leadership styles. Observe different leaders and their approaches. Understand that there are many effective styles. Identify what resonates with you and integrate those elements into your OWN approach. Seek mentors. Find mentors who exemplify qualities you admire. Learn from their experience while remaining true to your OWN vision. 3. Foster continuous learning. Invest in personal development. Engage in workshops, courses, or reading that enhance your leadership skills. Lifelong learning can help you adapt and grow in your role. Seek feedback. Regularly ask for feedback from peers and team members. Constructive criticism can offer valuable insights into your leadership style and areas for improvement. 4. Practice empathy and listening. Understand your team. KNOW motivates your team members and recognizes their strengths. Being attentive to their needs and perspectives, you can adjust your style to better support and inspire them. Encourage open communication. Create an environment where team members feel safe to voice their opinions. This fosters trust and can lead to a more collaborative atmosphere. 5. Set clear values and vision. Define your core values. Identify and articulate what principles guide your actions as a leader. This clarity helps you make consistent decisions aligned with your values. Communicate your vision, sharing your vision not only rally as support but also sets a roadmap for your team. Ensure that your vision reflects your unique style and engages others. 6. Be adaptable. Stay open to change. Leadership is dynamic and can require you to adjust your approach based on the situation. Be willing to evolve and pyrium to define what blends well with your leadership style. Recognize timing and context. Different scenarios may call for various leadership techniques. Assessing the context helps you apply your unique style effectively. 7. Lead by example. Model to behavior you want to see, your actions and decisions set tone for your team. Demonstrate commitment, integrity, and resilience to inspire those around you. Celebrate successes. Acknowledge not only your achievements but also those of your team. This creates a culture of recognition and motivation. Conclusion. Remember, TRS no ONS is fits all approach to leadership. Your journey to cultivating a unique leadership style is a path filled with self-discovery, growth, and connection. Embrace the process, trust in your abilities, and you will inspire others to do the same. BYVN true to yourself and continue slowly striving to improve, you can become an authentic leader who drives positive change. Strong effective discipline giving behavior with love and respect. Discipline is a cornerstone of effective leadership. It establishes a framework within which teams can operate efficiently, promotes accountability, and fosters a culture of respect and professionalism. Leaders must navigate the delicate balance between enforcing rules and maintaining employee morale. BYVN understanding the principles of effective discipline, leaders can create an environment where individuals feel valued while recognizing the importance of their roles within the organization. Setting clear expectations. One of the first steps in effective discipline is the establishment of clear expectations. Leaders should communicate goals, responsibilities, and behavioral standards unambiguously. This clarity helps prevent misunderstandings and sets stages for accountability. BYVN involving team members in discussions about expectations, leaders can foster a sense of ownership and commitment. Clear expectations serve not only as benchmark for performance but also as a basis for assessing behavior and addressing any potential issues. Consistency in enforcement. Consistency is crucial when it comes to enforcing discipline. Leaders must apply rules equitably across the team to maintain credibility and respect. Inconsistent application of disciplinary measures can lead to perceptions of favoritism and resentment. When leaders uphold their standards consistently, they cultivate an environment of fairness where team members feel their contributions and behaviors are judged equitably. This consistency should extend to all team members, regardless of their position or tenure. The role of feedback and communication. Open lines of communication are vital in the disciplinary process. Leaders should adopt a feedback-oriented approach, allowing for constructive discussions regarding performance and behaviors. This involves not only addressing issues but also recognizing positive contributions. When leaders engage in regular ONE or ONE meetings or performance reviews, they create opportunities for dialogue, clarification, and mutual understanding. Constructive feedback helps individuals understand the rationale behind disciplinary measures and empowers them to improve. Using positive reinforcement. While discipline of campus is correct, positive reinforcement should also play a significant role. Recognizing and rewarding desirable behaviors can motivate team members and encourage them to adapt to established standards. Leaders can implement recognition programs, celebrate small wins, or simply express appreciation for good work. BYVN focusing on the employees do well along with ideas for improvement, leaders can create a more balanced and positive approach to discipline, fostering a culture of growth rather than fear. Addressing issues promptly. When disciplinary issues arise, leaders should address them promptly and effectively. Delaying conversations about performance can lead to escalating problems and an atmosphere of uncertainty. Leaders should be proactive in discussing any negative behaviors as the obstacles, facilitating understanding and offering support for improvement. BYVN tackling issues head-on, leaders demonstrate their commitment to the success and willingness to engage with difficult situations. Providing support and development opportunities. Effective discipline is not merely about correction, it also encompasses support and development. Leaders have the responsibility to provide training, resources, and mentorship to help team members improve their skills and behaviors. When employees understand that discipline is a part of their growth and development, they are more likely to embrace feedback and strive for excellence. BYVN investing in employees professional development, leaders create a motivate and capable workforce ready to meet organizational challenges. Conclusion, building a culture of discipline. In conclusion, effective discipline for leaders is multifaceted, encompassing clear expectations, consistent enforcement, open communication, positive reinforcement, prompt resolution, and developmental support. BYVN approaching discipline with a focus on growth and accountability, leaders can foster a positive organizational culture. This culture not only enhances individual performance but also contributes to broader organizational goals. BYVN cultivating an environment where discipline is valued as a pathway to success, leaders can inspire their teams to achieve excellence collectively. Chapter 12 significance or having values as guiding principles, shaping our decisions and actions. Imagine a world where every decision you make is guided by a set of unwavering principles where your actions reflect your deepest beliefs, shaping not only your destiny but also the fabric of society itself. Values Art Invisible Trades Statues de Home Tapestry of Four Leaves, Influencing Our Choices, Relationships and Ultimately Your Legacy. In a time no immoral ambiguity of the reins, understanding and embracing our values becomes not just important but essential. Today, we make a journey to explore the significance of values, examining HOWT defined as individuals as a collective community. Priorities for values or values can be described as fundamental principles or beliefs that shape our behavior, decisions and interactions. Moreover, the art guiding star for us to deliver to the mandate of the office we occupy. Significance of having values in our lives cannot be overstated. Values serve as the guiding principles that shape our decisions, influence our behavior, and define our relationships. The art moral compass that helps us navigate the complexity of life, providing clarity and direction in both personal and professional contexts. This discussion explores the importance of values, their impact on individual well-being, and HOWT foster meaningful connections with others. Their importance can be summarized as follows. Um, direction and purpose. Values give a sense of direction in life by helping us define our goals and aspirations. They provide clarity on what is important to us, enabling us to make choices that align with our beliefs and ideals. This sense of purpose motivates individuals to pursue their passions and navigate life challenges with intention. 2. Consistency and stability. We have a clear laid out standards that monitor our actions and decisions. We tend to be concise and consistent in our actions and decisions. This stability allows individuals to remain steadfast in their beliefs even in face of adversity. A well-defined value system acts a foundation for one's character, promoting resilience during difficult times. 3. Integrity and ethical behavior. Values are crucial for maintaining integrity and ethical behavior. They guide individuals in acting honestly, responsible and respectful towards others. By living in accordance with our values, we build trust and credibility in both personal and professional relationships, which is essential for fostering healthy interactions. 4. Decision making. In moments of uncertainty or when faced with difficult choices, our values serve as a compass to guide decision making. They help us evaluate options based on what aligns with our principles, leading to greater satisfaction and peace of mind while accepting wise that reflects our core beliefs. 5. Social interaction and harmony. Shared values among individuals contribute to social cohesion and harmony within communities. They facilitate mutual respect and understanding, enabling people to cooperate effectively while reducing conflicts. A society grounded in shared values tends to promote collaboration and social responsibility. 6. Personal growth and development. Values encourage personal growth by promoting self-reflection on your beliefs and behaviors. It challenges us to strive for improvement and contribute positively to society. Understanding one's values can lead to enhanced psychological well-being as individuals align their actions with what they believe is meaningful. 7. Resilience during hardship. During challenging times, values can provide comfort and strength. They help individuals navigate crises by offering a framework for understanding their experiences and emotions. By relying on their core values, people can find resilience amidst adversity, allowing them to cope more effectively with life's difficulties. Chapter 3. The Guys List Leak Leader Giving Others the Role Humility, Compassion and Integrity. List Leak Leadership embodies the principles and character of Jesus Christ, emphasizing servitude, humility, compassion and integrity. Leaders who exemplify these leak traits have significantly impacted communities and organizations. Their desire is to serve rather than to be served. Jesus made it clear in the book of Matthew 20:26 and Mark 10:43. Matthew 20:26 New Leaf Version. It must not be a tattoo with you. But whoever wants to be a great among you, who thinks for you? Jesus tears that great messianic kingdom is defined by servant God. Brings a different perspective as compared to the worldview on authority and power. It emphasizes humility and importance and the importance of serving others rather than seeking status of dominance. Jesus demonstra that serving to follow their own principles of servant God. Practice active listening. Engage with others genuinely listening to their needs and concerns. 2. Volunteer your time. Offer help in your community or support a friend in need. 3. Special gratitude. Acknowledge and appreciate the efforts of those around you, Na blinga suportiva em vir ao aumento. 4 lead by example. Demonstrate humility and service in your attunes, inspiring or test do TSM. 5 reflects daily. Attend of yes die as SHOW e observe do TSM and identify as for improvement. Humility. Humility is a central theme in the Bible, characterized by means, willingness, and the attitude of selflessness. The Greek term for humility, often translated as willingness of mind, emphasizes the inner disposition rather than the outward behavior. Biblical humility is essential for salvation, as illustrated in Matthew 5 horas e 3 minutos, where Jesus stated por in spirit in erit kingdom of heaven. In both the Old and New Testaments, humility is linked to wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 15 horas e 33 minutos tias stat humility cum sbe for honor, indicating its fundational role in spiritual growth. Jesus exemplifies true humility to rogue his servant to and obedience, evento de Atont Cross, Filipians 2 horas e 8 minutos. Furthermore, the promises grace to tilde will opposing the prod, de James 4 horas e 6 minutos. Ultimately, humility involves recognizing our dependence on God, valuing or terse of ourselves, Filipians 2 horas e 3 minutos, and serving with a talignant to God's will. This biblical perspective encourages leaders to embrace humility as a pathway to spiritual maturity and divine favor. Integrity. Integrity in the Bible encompasses moral uprightness, honesty, and the steadfast commitment to righteousness. It is deeply rooted in adherence to God's commandments. Integrity is also defined as standing in opposition to hypocrisy. Some school of thought define it as meaning what you say and say what you mean. Old Testament. Proverbs. Integrity is portrayed as a guiding principle. Proverbs 10 horas e 9 minutos stats, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, will Proverbs 11 horas e 3 minutos e glint stat integrity of the print guides them. Psalms. Psalm 25. 2 connects integrity with protection and upinhood, indicating that integrity safeguards one's spiritual life. New Testament. Matthew, Jesus tears stride forwardness in communication, stating in Matthew 5 horas e 37 minutos that one's word should be a simply journal. Ephesians, Paul emphasizes truthfulness and community in Ephesians 4 horas e 25 minutos, urging believers to speak truthfully as members of any body. Overall, biblical integrity reflects a commitment to God's commandments and moral laws. Compassion. Compassion is characterized by sympathy, sympathy and virtue alleviate suffering of others. The term ration and Greek term splasmism I convide a emotional response to distress, often leading to a tune. Jesus had to take a tune on the Sabbath day of a manual scribble. He had to fulfill his purpose of coming to earth as according to John 10 horas e 10 minutos where it says, T.F. comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come to the team I have relief and have it abundantly. Belo e este passage where Jesus S.H.O.W.S. compassion. Luke 13. 10 on a Sabbath day as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue. 11 Solomon would be encrypted by Y.I.N. evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. 12 when Jesus saw her, called her over and said, dear woman, you are healed of your sickness. 13 tentos der, and instantly called stand straight. H.O.W. surprised good. 14 the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. There are 6 days of the week for working, said to the C.R.O.W.D. Come on top days to be healed, not on the Sabbath. 15 the Lord replied, you are hypocrites. Days of your works on the Sabbath day. Don't they own the your oxfari or donkey from its stall on the Sabbath and lead it out for water? 16 is the woman, a daughter of Abraham, as be held in bondage by Y Satan for 18 years. Is they tried that she be released, even on the Sabbath? 17 is some divinemias, the talent people rejoice that wonderful things did. Chapter 14 Collaboration and Empowerment Creating Impact Rogue Unity and Empowerment. Collaboration and empowerment are essential components for making an effective change or bringing about a transformation. Collaboration earns diverse perspectives, enhancing creativity and problem solving, will empowerment instills a sense of ownership among team members, driving motivation and engagement. Effective leaders cultivate an environment of trust, allowing individuals to express ideas freely and take initiative. The Lord of Good reveals the power of working to Jester and employing other fellows. Luke 10 horas e 1, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them to the Y to lead off into every TOWN and place where he was about to go. Additionally, in Mark 6 horas e 7 minutes, it states, called 12 and began to send them out to the Y to, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. Jesus sent his disciples out to the Y to provide mutual support and encouragement during their mission. This approach allowed them to strengthen his authority in faith, especially on challenging days when he had to doubt. Additionally, selling them in by censored that the cold cover more grown effectively will sharing the message of the kingdom of God. This method emphasis of companionship and collaboration, crucial elements in their ministry as they prepared to lie for Jesus to sing. The authority, Isosia, to yell and cast out the demons bulgat to the disciples to glorify his tense to come back jubilant. Luke 10 horas e 17 minutos 70 come back jubilant. Lord, this side, with your power, event the demons submit to us. This passage relates to the shipment of the disciples as the experience of the authorities given to them by Y Jesus of evil spirits. The leaders bulgat and empower their followers, allowing them to fit in their shoes. Bulgatune helps in cultivating self-belief and motivation. Ecclesiastes 4 horas e 9 minutos. To arbitrate noenie, because they have a good reward for their labors. This portion of scripture reveals the significance of collaboration in achieving greater outcomes than individual efforts. Solomon emphasizes that the Lord not only enhances productivity but also provides emotional and practical support, as one can help the other in times of need. Unitimax resilience and strength, a quinto acordo of three strands that is notable and broken, revealing the value of companionship in overcoming challenges. 1 Coríntios 12 horas e 4 minutos menos 7 status, NOW there are varieties of gifts, but some spirit, and there are varieties of service, but some Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is some good employers them all in everyone. To is event manifestation of the spirit forte como among God. This passage emphasizes the diversity of spiritual gifts within the Christian community, igniting that will individual possess different abilities and roles. They are all empowered by some Holy Spirit. Focal unity amid the diversity underscores that the gifts should be used collaboratively for the benefit of the entire church, fostering a spirit of cooperation and mutual support among believers. Filipians 2 horas e 3 minutos menos 4 status, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests but as of your own interests of the others. This portion of scripture emphasizes the importance of humility and selflessness in validating collaboration. It encourages individuals to prioritize the needs and perspectives of others over their own, creating an environment where the Lord can flourish. By valuing others and seeking their welfare, communities can build stronger relationships and share collective goals, reflecting the sense of Christly love and unity. Romans 15 horas e 5 minutos status. Might would offend your and send encouragement grantee out to live in Susermoi with ONE and Ter, in Ascord with Christ Jesus. This verse links the importance of unity and collaboration among believers. Paul emphasizes that would provide the strength and comfort needed to foster harmonious relationships. By encouraging mutual support and understanding, Christians can work to Jester effectively, reflecting the love of Christ. This unity not only enhances community but also glorifies God. As believers come to Jester with ONE voice to worship him, demonstrating the power of collaboration in faith. Ephesians 4 horas e 11 minutos emphasizes the role of Christ in providing diverse leaders apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to empower the church. The leaders are tasked with equipping believers for service, fostering collaboration and unity within the body of Christ. Ephesians 4 horas e 12 minutos. This empowerment encourages every member to actively participate in ministry, promoting a culture where leadership is shared and all are valued, Ephesians 4 horas e 16 minutos. Ultimately, this structure aims to build up the church and achieve spiritual maturity collectively, some principle applies to business and work environment. In summary, MY philosophy in leadership is collaboration and empowerment. This approach is rooted in shared burden, motivation, and accountability. As you delegate or cultivate transformative experiences in educational settings and beyond. a sustainable growth and development ESG. Empowerment involves giving team members the authority and resources to make decisions, which boosts engagement and innovation. A collaborative culture drives on trust, enabling open communication and diverse perspectives, leading to better decision making. Key strategies include shared decision making, delegation of authority, and providing training opportunities. By creating an empowered workforce, organizations can enhance motivation, performance, and overall success while driving innovation through collective expertise.